And now for a change of pace on the morning show, we've got a local Orange County reggae band, Common Kings, with us in studio this morning. Everybody say hello.
Hello. What's up? Good morning.
You guys are pretty chipper. Maybe you weren't lying about being awake right now.
Yeah, no, we're awake. Yeah.
Nice to have Mata, Ivan, Jerome, and Junior in studio with us this morning. Did I get all that right?
Yes, yeah. You did.
Cool. You guys are playing a show this weekend at the House of Blues Anaheim. We are waiting to see if we, in fact, have more tickets to give away to the show. Yeah. Because it is sold out.
It is sold out, yeah.
Which you're probably not super surprised about, playing an Orange County show, right? I mean, your homegrown local show.
Yeah.
We're always surprised when it's a sold-out show. I mean, it's humbling. It's nice.
Yeah. When's the last time you played an Orange County gig?
Ooh.
I think a big one
was the Observatory. No.
Yeah, mid last year, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not like super frequently that you get out and do this thing.
No, it isn't.
So the closest was September. We played House of Blues at in Hollywood.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
But this is different. I mean, this is, you guys are from Costa Mesa, Orange, Garden Grove area.
Yeah.
So again, tell the story of how you met, because you gave me four different stories off the air. So where do you come from?
I was running on the beach.
It's a barbecue.
See,
we were at a barbecue, then we went to school at UC Irvine, and from there, then we all got together and just jammed.
So you all went to UC Irvine?
Yes.
There's a couple of
yes.
I take it Ivan did not go to college.
Hey, I went.
He was
there a few days that I might have missed for other days.
He was RTA.
I believe that. Well, further, this morning, we're setting up all the microphones, and Ivan's just sitting here in the corner like, don't worry, guys, I don't need one. So now we've given him one.
Yes.
So,
thank you very much, Tyler.
You're going to
really
regret
appreciate
this.
You're that welcome. You recognize the fact that I need a mic.
You are a member of the band.
I've got wings. I need to fly.
Thank you. You deserve it, man. You really do. Again, Common Kings playing a show this weekend, House of Blues Anaheim. So describe yourselves to people who may not know who you are this morning, who are not your fans yet.
We're not white.
That's true.
We're not?
What?
Wait a minute. We're all from the islands.
Yeah.
As you can see. And if you don't know us, we're
multicultural. So we've got JR, who's Samoan Hawaiian.
Uh-huh.
Jerome is from the island of Tonga. I'm from Fiji, born and raised.
Cool.
Mostly. And then Mata's from Samoa. Unfortunately.
That's all. I don't know enough about Samoa to understand that joke.
Most Fijians say that. So
that's really cool. So you, on those islands, is the music very different, or do you find that it brings you guys together because it's fairly consistent?
Definitely brings everybody together. I think music is the one thing kids grow up with in all of South Pacific, you know,
it's a huge influence.
It's huge, you know, starting with from church, you know, church, everybody goes and sings at church. And then from there, everybody sings at home and every function, you know, kids are taught to get up and give a special item.
Someone's calling you, Mata. Do you want to answer?
You want to turn that off? We're in a radio interview.
Pastor. You're faster. Yeah. but that music must translate pretty well to here. I mean, it's not the islands, but it's a similar ocean scene, right? So you find that your fans are pretty well responsive to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We definitely it's a little, you know, it's a little different than what's normally heard over there, but our music now kind of infuses a lot of the influences that we have, you know, growing up here.
Totally.
Yeah.
Cool. And you spend a lot of time touring those islands as well. You've been to Fiji a couple times. They love you over there. And you're going to Papa, not Samoa, Fiji.
Right.
Have you played Samoa as well?
Yes, we actually have.
How's
played
that go?
Fiji. It was great. It was great until someone jacked our laptop and some shoes. Phone. But it wasn't our fault that left the hotel room unlocked.
I left for 2 minutes to get food.
And you got to be careful, man.
Exactly.
Pacific Islands.
It is.
Right.
I mean, it's tough.
And what do you know about the Pacific Islands?
I know nothing.
Not a damn thing.
I just decided to say that.
Trust those people, man.
We just got back from Hawaii. We actually brought in the New Year in Honolulu, downtown Hawaii. And
cool.
Then we did shows in Kauai and Maui. So we do a lot of the island, outer island shows. So we did, how many shows in Hawaii? I can't even count.
Six, maybe?
We did six shows.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
And you're going to Papua New Guinea this coming tour, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So this might be the last time you've ever seen us.
So we have to take all our vaccines.
And tell us the fun fact that you told us about while we were off air, Ivan.
What happened?
I don't know, about like the last.
Okay, so, I mean, so they're like the last country to make it illegal for human consumption.
Cannibalism. That's just the political correct
Yeah.
So they are the most recent country that eats people.
Because when I lived there, when I lived there not that long ago, it was they still had people that ate people.
When did you live there?
You know, like 10, 15, 20 something years ago.
So you're going there with the assumption that they will be your fans and all will be safe and you won't get eaten.
Hopefully.
Well, as long as we don't leave the hotel, I think. But
we've gotten a lot of precautionary, like, just be
seriously.
Yeah. Like, stay at home.
Well, if you go online, I mean, there's a lot of good parts. Obviously, there's some bad parts too, and the bad parts tend to outweigh a lot of the good parts. It's one of the most untouched islands in probably in the world, and they're still discovering new species, new people.
And you're probably one of a rare group of people that actually goes and plays a show there. I mean, that can't be all that common. Well,
yeah, no, they do have shows there. They do bring people over. It's just, you know, they tell you not to leave the hotels because there is a level of poverty that makes people, you know, they see people with different colors or a little bit heavier set than the people that are there. They think you eat well, so you probably have money to eat. Yeah. So they'll take your money.
Okay. Well, so I wish you guys the best.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Tyler. You're more than welcome to come with us and distract everybody from us.
I think I'm good.
I'm good.
So what he's saying is that we're all scared.
I would be as well. I would be as well. Cool. Common King's in studio with us right now. Again, a show this weekend at House of Blues Anaheim. Waiting to see if we may have tickets to give away. I think we do. So stay tuned for that. I'll give you the phone number in a little bit if you do. Before we talk a little more, do you guys want to play a live song for everybody listening at home?
Let's do it.
Ivan's going to surrender the microphone over here to Mana playing guitar. Sorry, Ivan. Tell us what you're going to play.
A song. One of our songs.
We just released a Summer Anthem EP about a couple months ago. Cool. So this is the first single off of it called Sickness.
All right. Whenever you guys are ready, we've got Common Kings live in studio with us on KX93.5.
I get the sniffles when I'm with you, my nose drips down, it's a pretty ugly picture. Mucinex ain't the best, but I'll take it. Listen to my chest, while my nose, I can't fake it. No, I never felt like this before. Somebody call the doctor, cause my throat is getting sore. You're just a tissue for my issue, but I love the way you feel when I'm with you. So I say, doctor, doctor, help me see, is she really good for me? Would she make it hard to breathe or clear my chest completely? When she holds me, I feel fine. I'm too scared to call her mine. I love to love her all the time. But she kinda feels like my sickness. Hey, 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 hey. She kinda feels like my sickness. Hey, 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 hey. She kinda feels like my sickness. Hey, 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 hey. She kinda feels like my sickness. I love to love her all the time, but she kinda feels like my sickness.
Yeah, nice job, guys. Well done, well done. Common King's in studio with us on KX93.5. I got an email back from House of Blues. I'm going to read it over the air. The answer is yes.
Yay!
We have five pairs of tickets to give away to the sold-out Common King show.
Wow.
Awesome. So, Ivan, do you want to send a tweet out and let people know that
I'm
they can?
I'm doing it right now.
Ivan was texting while you guys were playing, just so you know. I thought I'd let you know.
Rude. On our social stuff.
Rude. Yeah.
Very well done, guys. So the EP came out a couple months ago,
yes,
you said. How is this? What does it mean to you? What stages of life are you in that kind of inspired this? You know, that sort of thing.
Stages of life.
Like, what inspired you for this particular one?
I know we've had another EP. We had a music mentory that we dropped actually the beginning of or the middle of last year, and we have yet to put out some new music. And we've been together for about 3 years now, so we're right now currently working on the full length album.
Cool.
But we wanted to release these songs that we've had previously.
Yeah.
That we worked with some good producers and songwriters. Yeah. It's more of a fun, it's Summer Anthem, so it's a fun type of songs. And then the album, we can really concentrate on who we are, you know, and kind of showing the world this is the Common Kings, this is our sound.
Any idea when that's going to come out?
2014 for sure.
Yeah, this year.
Yeah, this year for sure.
Awesome.
We're trying to shoot for spring, if not no later than summer.
Cool.
Yeah.
We're excited to hear it, guys, when it actually drops. That's awesome.
Yep.
So even without a full-length album to support you, you've still come like had this huge fan base. I mean, you got 90,000 likes on Facebook and people selling out your shows. I mean, that must feel pretty cool that you haven't even released one yet.
It's still like shocking to see that we're selling out shows and we have that many fans, you know, around. And it's just not just local, but it's everywhere. New Zealand, Australia, Japan, Guam.
When did you know you had made it? Was there a moment that you remember that's like, wow, man, we're really kind of successful?
I don't think we feel like we've made it. Yeah,
not really.
We still aren't on that uphill battle.
Sure. But
it's overwhelming when you see freaking crowds of 10,000 people. You know, I think we played at the biggest crowd of 8,000 people in Hawaii.
Yeah.
It was a big festival they had. And being overseas, that's the biggest thing when we're away thousands of miles. We're in Japan, and there's people there that know our music. Or that's what it's like surreal. Like, man, this is crazy.
This is really happening. Yeah.
Very cool. Okay, so we are going to give away some tickets in just a little bit. We've got Common Kings in studio with us promoting the show that's happening this weekend at House of Blues Anaheim. It's on Saturday. Do you guys want to do another song for us? You guys ready to do that? Cool. What's this one?
Yeah.
This is our first actual
single
that we dropped. It's called Alcoholic.
Saw the video. Yes. Very, very cool. All right, whenever you're ready.
You're the chaser to my crime, Roy. A body like a Coke bottle. And with every drink, I can't help but think how smooth you go down, Baby girl, I love your flavor. You're the rock star at the Bodega. Southern comfort when I need to be held. So I'm in love with you, girl. Cause I'm so drunk off your love, girl, I'm buzzing. And I can't get enough of your loving. Sipping you down, girl, I love it, yeah. You're the reason I'm an alcoholic. Whoa, you're the reason I'm an alcoholic. Yeah. The reason I'm an alcoholic.
Wow! The deep metaphors of having a cold and being an alcoholic as relating to women. That's what I'm gathering this morning from you guys. I love it. I love the quick, punchy tunes. What are the two minutes or so?
Yeah.
Is that the full version?
Is that the acoustic version? Oh, yeah, it's the acoustic version.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was just checking.
We have the extended versions on iTunes.
So, where can people find your music, your website, stuff like that? Do you want to plug that stuff?
Yeah, please check us out on iTunes. Our Facebook.
Facebook, Instagram. Facebook is, Common Kings, Facebook.com.
Cool.
And then Instagram's at Common Kings. Twitter's at Common Kings. YouTube is Common Kings Music. And I think we have Tumblr, but nobody's really on it.
Our MySpace page is
I'll follow you on MySpace.
Our MySpace page has not been updated.
You're welcome.
3 years.
I think what you guys can do in studio acoustically is really rad. I mean, the harmonies are really prevalent and sound awesome. So I know, right? Nice job, Ivan.
Thanks.
You're killing it, bro.
Seriously killing it.
I must imagine that on stage, like in a more electric setting, it's even bigger and badder. Do you want to kind of describe that to people?
Oh yeah, it's totally different from what you hear on right now acoustically. We have of course Ivan has his bass rocking out, Monty has his electric guitar rocking out, drums on the drums beating the heck out of them, and we have a keyboardist as well, and all of the harmonies. It's a super fun, high energy, entertaining show.
It's cool. Completely different from what you would expect from hearing us right now.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I'm glad to know that you do have a role, Ivan.
I know, right?
You're the bassist.
I have many roles. Singing apparently is not one of
them. Singing is not one.
But I have all the other ones covered.
I wish people could see Ivan and I exchanged a look when he moved the microphone to Modest Guitar as if to say, I'm not a part of this song. Here you go.
Tyler, I hate you.
Okay, so stick around just a couple minutes here. We'll give away some tickets, but why don't we do one more song while you guys are here?
That sounds great.
You know what you're doing?
Yep.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
No, we don't.
Always know. We know. We should do a song on the with the acoustic guitar though.
Good night.
Just acoustic guitar solo.
Love it.
Love, all right. This one is called No Other Love. I can take you to the kingdom, my lady. Place you on the throne if you're ready. Never gonna leave you, I'm staying, girl, next to you, because there is no other love, no other love like this. No, 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 no other love like yours. No, no, no other love and loving. No, she will always be the dream. Heaven decided it was perfect for me. You can search the seven seas, never find a woman as precious as she. Yeah, her kind of loving so complete. The type of love and make it so hard to breathe. She understands my every need. The only woman for me. I can take you to the kingdom, my lady. Place you on the throne if you're ready. I'm never gonna leave you. I'm staying, girl, next to you, because there is no other love, no other love like this. No, 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 no other love like yours. No, no, no other love and loving. No,
nice. Common King's in studio with us on KX93.5. I almost jumped on one of those harmonies. Just so you know.
Ivan does
really?
All the time.
Really, Tyler? Just because you have a mic?
I have a microphone.
Yes. I couldn't even take the mic from Monta's guitar. I had to wait till the song was over.
Now!
Does Ivan jump on the harmony sometime in rehearsal and you're guys like, Ivan, stop?
Yes, all the time. No, not just in rehearsal, in the middle of the show.
You know, he actually has a mic now on stage. Yeah. And he.
It's mostly for talking. But every now and then I will take the liberty of maybe singing what's on my mind.
I will give it. Can I give you a compliment? I think that you are the most vocally. I can't even think of a good word for this. You're the best wordsmith of the group.
Ah, yes.
Yes. So you do deserve a microphone.
I am a wordsmith.
Tyler, thanks for that.
Thank you. I'd like to be a vocal smith, but it's not working.
Whatever that is. Okay, so let's try to do this here. I'm going to give you the phone number of the radio station. Like I said, we've got a few pairs of Common Kings tickets. We might do some on Facebook. We might give some to Mata's mom, apparently, because people still have to come to the show with their family.
Everybody, it's a typical mom, Polynesian thing to
please call mom
to not buy their tickets early.
So let's do this. We're going to go to a song right now, and do feel free to call us at the radio station to win some Common Kings tickets for the show again this Saturday,
woo!
January 18th. Sold out. 949-715-5936. That's 715-5936.
Yeah,
949 area code.
I got a 949.
I got a 949. OC, we rep.
Well done. 949-715-KXFM. Those are the letters. Call us now. Sold out Common Kings for this weekend on KX93.5.
Yeah.